Turning to Western Australia, and people considered a flight risk from COVID-19 hotel quarantine there could be forced to wear electronic monitoring bracelets. It's part of a plan being considered by the state government. Gavin Coote's following the story and joins me now for more. Afternoon, Gav. So where has this idea come from and what would it involve?
Well, what it would mean is if someone was deemed a risk of perhaps skipping hotel quarantine, the WA Premier Mark McGowan says they'd have the legal power to put an ankle bracelet on them. This would be a system where passengers' ID was checked as they got on off the plane in, say, Perth. It would allow them to identify criminals as well as those who perhaps might be considered a flight risk in COVID quarantine. And they may also look at having one hotel where people considered to be a flight risk are specifically kept there. Mark McGowan admits there may be some details to work through on this, but it's something the WA police will look at adopting.
You know, it would be rare. You know, if you're putting someone into quarantine, you're basically locking them up for at least 2 weeks, and then you're putting an ankle bracelet on them. It's pretty unusual stuff. But in extreme cases, that's what needs to happen. If we think there's a risk someone will force their way out or do the wrong thing, well then an ankle bracelet, I think, is a sensible precaution.
Okay, so Gav, what's prompted this?
Well, Tom, it's been floating around for some time. Mark McGowan says the broader issue of criminals getting on a plane and travelling interstate undetected has been a concern for years, and he's put this on the National Cabinet's agenda in recent months. And this week, two women, one from Queensland and one from South Australia, they allegedly flew into Perth on Monday night without permission and escaped hotel quarantine to head to a party. Now, those women have been charged and faced court this week.
Okay, thanks, Gav. Gavin Coote reporting there.